But why is that such a problem, Linker demands to know. In the decisive respect, they already practice something like the Benedict option. Perhaps that consideration partially explains why Dreher sometimes seems to hype the persecution that conservative Christians already confront or will soon face. That's not a message that every conservator Christian will want to hear. And it's certainly not one which many non-Christians, liberal Christians, or moralistic therapeutic deists will sympathize. But it's nonetheless worthy of sympathy. Christianity in all its manifold forms and expressions isn't about to disappear, but comprehensive Christianity, a holistic vision of God and humanity, sexuality and sin, marriage and procreation, has been dethroned. This is a lib proclaiming victory, by the by. Those of us who see a necessary moral advance in this revolution should be capable of acknowledging that also entails a significant loss. And for some of our fellow citizens, the loss is intensely personal. This is basically a lib, Damon Linker, saying, I see the point. I see the point that what has ended is something that's cherished. What, folks, he doesn't see the point because he doesn't see the truth with a capital T. And that is, if it was true when Christ said it on the Sermon on the Mount, if it was true when he said it to the harlot at the well, if it was true when he said it to the apostles, if it was true when he said it to the beggar that he healed, if it was true, it doesn't have an expiration date. It's true today. We don't have a choice. The whole act of claiming to be a Christian is that it is the humble sacrifice of admitting, created by God, we are nothing other than what is made of us, using our free will and His grace. That's it. And if you can't have a devotion to what that order was, what it entails, then you can't have a Christian society. You're a liar. You're a fraud. You're a fake. You want a paganized version. You want to go to the Burger King. You want to have it your way. Well, that's not the way it works.
Have it your way. Have it your way. Have it your way at Burger King.
May I help you, sir?
Sure.
Two Whoppers, two Whopper Juniors, and four Coca-Cola. And would I have to wait long if you made one Whopper with no pickle and no lettuce?
No, no problem!
Sir. Hold the pickle, hold the lettuce. Special orders don't upset us. All we ask is that you let us serve it your way.
Oh, you want it without the marriage part?
In that case, could I have the other Whopper with extra ketchup?
Sure.
We can serve your roast beef Whopper fresh with everything on topper. Any way you think is proper, have it your way.
Now, that's the way to do things. Our way.
That's the way to do things our way. No, it's not the way to do things. You don't get it your way. That's the point. The whole point of the humility and the humbleness of the exercise is that you don't get it your way. And you're not going to get it your way. And you shouldn't be asking for it.